We see people, computers see pixels. Like, they don't see what we see.
It's Note to Self. I'm Anoush Zomorodi. And amazing things are happening to the way we live, we eat, we get around. The salad you ate for dinner last night? The lettuce may have been screened by a lettuce bot mounted on a tractor that can see whether the plant needed spraying or not. Can't get to the dermatologist? No problem. Pretty soon an app will be able to check that mole on your arm. Heck, if you live in Pittsburgh or Singapore, you already might be hailing a self-driving taxi. Maybe right this minute. But for you to believe an app that claims your mole is precancerous, or trust that your self-driving car is taking you home the long way for a good reason, you need to understand, at least a little bit, how it made that decision, right? Just knowing the basics behind buzzwords like artificial intelligence and neural networks and deep learning can help us understand why these algorithms sometimes make mistakes. And then we can help make them better, even if we aren't computer engineers. And that's what today's episode is about. A nasty, racist mistake that an algorithm made. But really, the algorithm can't be blamed. It's much bigger than that. We put this episode out a while back, but its relevance has skyrocketed since. So if you're a newish listener, I think you're really going to like it. And if you've heard this episode before, stick around for the update at the end. Today, we've got a story about a strange incident that happened to a young black man named Jackie Alsine.
Alsine.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's so pretty.
Yeah. Until they go like Al Klein or Al Clean. I'm like, I'm not Mr. Clean.
Jackie's 22. He smiles a lot and he talks really, really fast. Actually, until he was 5 years old, he only spoke Creole, despite being born and raised in Brooklyn. He lives with his four sisters and brothers and his parents in the house he was brought up in. It's about 2 miles from where I'm bringing up my own kids. And the other day, I walked over to his neighborhood and I met him at a coffee shop. I got a latte, Jackie got tea, and we sat outside on the stoop next to a busy street to talk about the kind of shocking thing that happened to him a couple months ago.
It was during the BET Awards. That I remember. And it was just me, like, not paying attention to it. Like, I tuned in occasionally because Twitter is how I was watching. I had, like, the tweet deck had the hashtag. I was looking. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Retweet and move on.
Okay, so it's June 28th. It's a Sunday night. Jackie's relaxing. He's alone in his room. He's half watching the BET Awards while he's also checking Twitter, messing with his computer. It's just a normal summer night. And then a photo from his friend pops up in the Google Photos app. It's a selfie. Actually, it's a GIF. Mom, that's like a short animated photo. It's also okay to pronounce it as GIF.
Relaxing. And so my friend, she sent me a GIF. It was just like a picture selfie she took, and I made it to like one little animation. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Okay, so what's she doing in the GIF? Like, she
she was just like yeah, the different hairstyles. Like, she was showing me her hair. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
And Jackie didn't know you could make a GIF and share it in Google Photos. So now he's distracted. He starts looking around at all his old pictures. And then he starts to notice that they've all been categorized automatically. Like, photos of his brother's graduation have been labeled as graduation.
Categorization. So my own graduation course. You know, I clicked through after my brother's graduation. He had, what happened? He had hurt his foot. So he's there with his crutches. It was kind of sad. I mean, but then he's like with his teachers. It was cool.
So Jackie's scrolling around his photos and he realizes that Google has rolled out something called photo categorization. So lots of Jackie's photos had automatically been labeled and organized based on what was in the picture. So like if there was an airplane in the picture, it was tagged as airplanes. His brother's graduation? No problem. The Google software totally figured it out.
Amazingly well, yeah, because for the graduation pictures, it knew specifically that it was a graduation because it recognized probably my brother's tassel.
No way!
Yeah, little things like that. Like, it can pick up things in the background. So I was like, okay, you know.
So Jackie keeps scrolling, and then he sees pictures of his friend, the one who had just sent him the GIF with her new hairstyle. It's a photo of the two of them at a concert at Prospect Park. But the label doesn't say woman or even people.
And it says, like, gorilla. I'm like, nah.
So okay, don't let this go past you. He said it so quickly. Just to make sure you heard what Jackie said.
And it says, like, gorilla. I'm like, nah.
the software had labeled the photo of Jackie and his friend as gorillas.
I didn't understand it. Like, I was going through a scene, like, you know, maybe I tagged the back scene, like it was maybe human error. And I'm going through, I'm like, no, this is complete computer error at this
point. He texts his friend to tell her that Google Photos had labeled them as gorillas.
So you're texting with your friend. She's like, kind of funny, kind of really not funny at all.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
She's like, ah, ha, ha. Well, she's probably burning on fire kind of thing. Like, it's just a way of, like, coping with the pain.
Can I just say when I saw it?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I went like this. I went, oh!
Of
like,
all things.
Of all freaking things.
Yeah. Like, having computers class you as something that black people have been called for centuries. Like, a term that's been used, like, historically just to describe black people in general. Like, oh, you know, you look like an ape, or you've been classified as a creature. Like, that was the whole measuring system they had going off, the noses and lips. Like, that's how they classify them, because the closer they look like to a chimp of sorts, you know, the more black, the more pure the blackness must be. So they're probably better for cropping, going back to the days of slavery and cattle selling. Like, I just, that was probably the underlying thing that kind of triggered me. Like, of all things in the world, I mean, I don't know. Of all derogatory terms to use, that one came up.
Before we get into what happens next for Jackie, we need to explain how the heck something this awful could happen in the first place. Why Google Photos would label Jackie and his friend as gorillas. Cue the teachable moment music. So Google Photos can recognize objects. Siri can understand what you say, mostly, thanks to something called deep learning. This is the future of artificial intelligence, programming networks that work like the human brain. So the computer doesn't just recognize objects or words, it starts to understand abstract concepts. It sees patterns in data, and then it teaches itself to make choices and decisions, practically think for itself. One of the most famous deep learning labs in the world is at the University of Montreal, and it's headed up by one of the field's handful of experts, deep learning pioneer Yoshua Bengio.
Did you hear the story, Yoshua, about the gorilla tag with Google Photos?
Yes.
What was your reaction?
My reaction was that people probably overestimate the intelligence that is currently in those machines. If they understood how hard it is to even recognize that it's some kind of being there that's in the picture, that just a few years ago it would not even have been able to say anything close to neither person nor gorilla, they would realize that yes, it makes mistakes, but it's pretty amazing that it's already able to do as well as it does. The kinds of neural networks we're building now are probably not even as smart as that of a mouse. They're not even as big as that of a frog. Unfortunately, people see computers like if they were coming out of a science fiction movie and were already very smart, but they're not. They are really still very stupid. So we should not expect that much.
I mean, when I first heard about this story, I'm embarrassed to tell you this anecdote, but my poor son, when he was a year and a half, we were in an elevator and our neighbor, who's African American, got off the elevator and my little boy said, "Bye bye, gorilla." It was horrible. My face must have turned the darkest purple possible. I was ashamed of myself that I hadn't taught my child that was not appropriate. And yet, how can you blame a child for using the basest knowledge to make a connection in some way? I don't want to justify it at the same time. He's a baby. Are computers kind of at the baby stage right now?
Oh, yes. There are more babies they're even younger than babies. They're proto-babies. They're not nearly as smart as babies, for sure. So we should be careful in how we view them. They're not people.
But people, like parents, make these babies and these baby machines, and we need to be responsible for them, no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. then the companies who build these products, well, they presumably will want to make sure that they won't offend anyone, and they will do their best to avoid that. In this particular example, I suppose that the machine probably hesitated between the gorilla tag and maybe a person tag. And that's the information that could be used to say, well, if the machine hesitates between these two things, then better abstain. But of course, you would have to do it for every possible mistake that, you know, would go in a place that socially is not acceptable.
So how do you even distinguish that? Because presumably all different cultures, maybe there's a city in Canada where some word is super offensive that we wouldn't even know is super offensive. Like, how do you possibly code for how complex people are?
We would have to have people tell the machine when it makes specific mistakes that this is really bad. Don't ever, ever do these kinds of mistakes in the future. But you would need not just like two or three examples. You would need thousands or millions of examples for the machine to catch all of the different types of errors that we think exist.
So should companies like Google be even using deep learning like this if there is the possibility that these really offensive mistakes can happen?
Well, that's a choice that they have to make. There's the system can make mistakes, and you have to deal with the fact that there will be mistakes.
When we come back, what Jackie did after experiencing one of these deep learning mistakes, and what Google did to make a very queasy situation a little bit better. We're back. I'm Anoush Zamarodi. This is Note to Self, and we've been hearing about deep learning and a young guy named Jackie.
So, yeah, I'm Jackie Elstein. Nay. Yeah, I live in Crown Heights. Right now, I'm a freelance web developer. Prior to that, I worked at a place, Shutterstock.Google.
Yeah, I didn't mention this before, but Jackie is actually a freelance coder, and he did an internship at Google. So after he saw that he and his friend had been labeled as gorillas in Google Photo, he decided to tweet directly at the company. Here's what he wrote.
Google Photos, y'all f*** up. My friend's not a gorilla. F***. The only thing under this tag is my friend and I being tagged as a gorilla. What the f***? What kind of sample image data you've collected that would result in this, son? Like, I understand how this happens. The problem is more so on the why. This is how you determine someone's target market.
An extremely apologetic Google engineer got back to Jackie. He tweeted, "This is 100% not okay." Jackie says Google resolved the issue within 14 hours by removing the gorilla tag altogether from Google Photos. We reached out to Google for an interview with the engineer, with anyone from Google, but the company declined. Now, back to Jackie. Some of his family members suggested that he sue Google. But at this point, with the mainstream media reporting on the incident, he was on the local news, Jackie had had enough. He had no interest in taking the matter further.
Does it maybe have to do with the fact that you're a techie, and so you kind of get that it's not malicious? Like, you kind of understood?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I wouldn't even say I understood. I accepted the situation. Like, I guess it's more of an understanding. Like, I was but it doesn't make me happy. Like, I understood, but I refuse to accept it, you know? Like, I expected more. Like, you guys, if I can type in, like, Seahawks, and you guys know I'm talking about the football team before actual Seahawks, right. Like, come on. Like, but then, like, this is something I'm actually personally studying, like, you know, semantic analysis, like, all through text. Image is a whole different thing, because, I mean, we see people, computers see pixels. Like, they don't see what we see.
Did you have to explain that to some people, like the deep learning element to this?
How did I actually explain it?
So, yeah, how did you? I'm dying to know.
I think there was a few apples on the table. So I had, like, I pretended my hand was a fist. I'm like, all right, so this is going to be our base apple. And we're going to pretend this is the apple from now on. And as the more apples we show, like, this computer, it will understand what an apple should look like. So over time, this should be an apple. So the thing I did with that example is that I only showed it red apples. And then I gave it a peach. And it assumed, like, I would say the computer make the assumption that it's an apple before a peach just because it doesn't know what it is.
So, and it's a round thing.
Yeah, it's round. It has its curvatures. It has, like, a little stalk at the top. Automatic apple. That's all it knows.
And whereas maybe you should have just said fruit.
Right, exactly.
But then
more
you got a banana problem going
and
on.
Shape and curve. Yeah, see, like, there's so many attributes that play into that. So that's why I was like, it's okay. I accept that. No, I accept that it made this mistake. I won't accept it happening again. That's just what it is.
I had one last question for Jackie. I really wanted to understand what he meant when he wrote in his tweet, "This is how you determine someone's target market." What did he mean by that?
I have to admit, that was a really quick off the... I'm not even say off the cuff, because, I mean, I did mean it. But it was, like, a very raw statement. Like, when I thought that, my flash down to, like, this library over here, Broward Park Library, where it's predominantly black people, and they're, you know, either studying, they're playing, like, games of mini clip, or, like, they're just hanging out, like, little children. This product wasn't targeted for them. Like, if they were to go in there, take pictures with their friends after school and something, like, I felt at that moment, it wasn't designed for them to use. It was more so for...
me.
Yeah, no. Well, I was gonna go as far as to say, like, you know, the new person opened the coffee shop around the corner.
Which, but that's me. Like, the white lady yeah. with the two kids.
Yeah, oh God.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this never would have happened to me.
You see, and this is always, you know, I guess like...
Because I don't have a lot of black people on my photos, right?
It's always hard for me to kind of, like, mention it's like, towards another white person, because now I don't look like I'm attacking that person. But it's like, I'm not attacking that person. It goes back to, like, the, you know, whole thing. Like, I don't hate white people. I hate white supremacy and, like, the things that come with it. But, you know, again, people put blinders on. They just see white. Oh, my God. No. You're hating me. So, like I, at that point, I'm like, I can't help you. Like, you're just, like, you're not making it easy. So I'll just, like, retract a little bit.
Can I just say, Jackie, how cool is that you and I got together and, like, talked about this stuff that, like, most people, like, it's weird, right? It's weird and hard to talk about.
I'm glad that happened.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know if it has had trouble classifying white people?
So, I don't know, because I don't take a lot of pictures of white people. This is a... this is a personal angle.
I'm going to make you take a selfie with me.
Okay. Oh, man.
You can see my selfie with Jackie on a Brooklyn street corner on our website, notetoselfradio.org. And by the way, Jackie, here's an update, he now lives in San Francisco. He got a job at the end of last year as a software engineer at the ride-sharing company Lyft. And on the side, he's a community activist. Go, Jackie. And listeners, did you know that iTunes is now called Apple Podcasts? Yeah, I mean, that name makes sense, right? And if you listen there, will you please just take a second and leave us a review? It actually makes the algorithm smarter at getting us in front of new listeners. So thank you. Oh, and by the way, we are also on Spotify now. So many places for us to convene every week. I love it. The Note to Self team is Jen Poyant, Kat Aaron, Megan Cunane, and Joe Plord. Many thanks to Matt Boynton for his help this week, too. Note to Self is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. Thank you so much for listening.